Welcome to the Broadcast Dialogue Podcast, the show all about the media industry in Canada.
Welcome to Broadcast Dialogue, the podcast. I'm Sean Smith. The Ontario Association of Broadcasters held its Connection 2017 conference on November 9th in Toronto. And joining us on the line is Maura Austin, president of the OAB. Congratulations on a great conference, Maura. What were the highlights for you?
This time around, I think, as far as highlights go, I would have to say, I think the expanded awards were incredible. I think it gives a better picture into what we do, what our industry is about. I think it was really important that we acknowledge creative in our industry, because if you don't have good creative, you know, it's just not going to work for your advertisers. So I think it was really important that we include creative as an award category. And right along with that, I would say adding a sales award was also a big highlight. All too often sales doesn't really get the recognition that they deserve, and it's not an easy job, and it's really important that people understand these salespeople who are out there every day on the street trying to connect with their clients, trying to get results for their clients. And I think it's way overdue that we acknowledge the sales element in our business.
Mm-hmm. I did notice a lot of, a large contingent of sales managers and salespeople who were very focused on those sales sessions. It was really, really cool.
And I think having Brandis in from the RAB was a great addition as well.
Yeah, I have to
She's
agree.
She's a great trainer.
She is. And that was a really well-attended session, too. One of my favorites, of course, was the induction of Gary Miles into the Hall of Fame. That was really special.
We were honored to have honored him.
Now, you mentioned Brandis. There are also, you've been very successful at attracting A-list presenters for the last, as long as I can remember. This year was just stellar. Were there any favorites for you?
Ooh, that's a tough one, Sean. I think the opening keynote with Tom A. Baker, for me anyway, really, I felt it was fresh. It was thought-provoking. It was a little bit different than I've seen a lot of speakers over the years, obviously. He did a great job, and it was a super way to kick off the conference.
Hmm. How did you manage to pack everything into one day?
Well, I have to go to the conference committee answer on that. I mean, they've been working on this conference since last November. And, we tried to make a point to our members and asking them, how the OAB was doing. One of the questions was, how do you feel about the conference? How do you feel about the one-day format? Because sometimes we question ourselves, should we go to 2 days? Should we go to 3 days? And amazingly, everybody seems really happy with the one-day format. So yes, it is a challenge to pack as much in there and to be able to schedule things accordingly. But somehow, with the help of Val Skiffington, I have to mention her as well, mm-hmm. we managed to have pulled it off.
Yeah, just an A-plus team you've got there. Now, Maura, you're wrapping up your first year as the OAB president. I know it's been a busy and a productive one, and I'm just imagining that you probably traveled more this year than you have in a long time. What was it like out there visiting the members?
I loved it. I knew who they were, but I didn't really, I don't think I've ever had good quality time, an hour, or in some case it was longer than that, just to sit down and discuss their business with them and how are things going, how the industry's going, how sales going, programming, what are their concerns moving forward, what have they been happy about, what they would like to see from the OAB moving forward. So I just felt it was a really nice, candid, open conversation that I would, unless I was president of the OAB, I don't know that I would have had a chance to do that. So I was really appreciative that people were so open and honest.
And yeah, I really enjoyed that.
So I presume that you then brought these thoughts and observances back to the Hive, and they've shaped perhaps the priorities for 2018. Any insights into what you're going to be tackling in the new year?
Well, there's a couple things that have come up, and a couple of them we've kind of dealt with already. But I think probably the biggest issue that had come up was the issue of communication. And that's why we've already created and developed a e-newsletter that goes out quarterly right after our a quarterly board meeting, just to give the members a sort of update as to what we're up to. And it's been great too, because we have Jeff Bolton from the CAB who delivers a report on what the CAB is up to. So I think through those channels, we're able to keep our members better informed. And then moving forward, I think I might mention the Pro Radio Committee and their work, and to use our own airwaves to promote radio in a positive light. I think they have some great ideas moving forward. We just start, I mean, it's only been about a year and a half old, the Pro Radio idea and campaign. And the people on that committee are very passionate about it, and I think you're going to see some really cool stuff come out of that area.
Now, in the industry executive town hall at Connection 2017, there was a heated sort of discussion at one point, or at least diverging opinions on whether radio in 2017 is doing a good job of telling its story. Where do you land on that?
To be fair, I don't know that everybody knows about the Pro Radio campaign, so I think that's part of the disconnect. Also, I think with Radio Connects is another way of us trying to tell our story. And I think anybody who saw the Share of Ear presentation that they did, I think would be pretty impressed. However, we have had a change of leadership there, and whenever that happens, it's like kind of one step forward, two steps back. But I think the new chair on that is going to do amazing things. And as long as everybody keeps focused on what we're trying to do, and we do it together, and we don't have infighting, I think radio is going to do a good job of marketing itself into 2018.
Now, since the CAB got out of the events business a number of years ago, the regional and the provincial associations are more important than ever, I would think. What are the biggest challenges that, say, the OAB or BCAB or the WAB, what are the challenges that are out there right now for you?
Again, the communication is a volunteer organization. So trying to, we do a lot of things with, we have one staff member. So, trying to keep everything, in order, trying to keep our committees engaged and, that sort of thing is always a challenge. And as well, making sure that we are in line with the CAB, because definitely what we don't want is the CAB to be singing out of one hymn book and we're singing out of another. That is not going to do radio any good. So we need to make sure that the CAB, the OAB, the BCAB, WAB, everybody needs to be on the same page with the same priorities. I would be lying if I didn't say that, part of the challenge in the OAB is the fact that, and this isn't all across the country, is that we have quite a few independent broadcasters. But we also have membership from the big guys, from Chorus and from NewCap and Rogers. And so as the president, sometimes the challenges are because those two groups can sometimes have different mandates and different priorities. So as president, sometimes you have to kind of bring those two groups together and try and make it work.
Is there anything that the members can do to help the OAB?
Yes. Membership can always help. We are always looking for sponsors for our event. This conference, these speakers, although they're fantastic, many come with a hefty price tag. So if we want to keep the level of the conference at peak performance with incredible speakers, we have to pay for that. So when you sponsor the OAB conference, that's where a lot of the money goes. So keep that quality of conference up, you know, we need to keep that sponsorship up. And as well, that would go for our career day as well. I mean, I you know, in March, we have over 300 students come down to Chorus and have a day, roundtable discussions with professionals in broadcasting in every area. And again, there is a cost associated with that. So whenever you can, if you're able to help us sponsor certain events, that would be excellent.
Fantastic. I really appreciate you taking some time, Maura, and congratulations on a great first year, a great conference, and I look forward to seeing you next year as well.
Absolutely. Thank you, Sean.
Maura Austin is president of the Ontario Association of Broadcasters. She joined us from Midland, Ontario. I'm Sean Smith. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to Broadcast Dialogue. For more information about the podcast or to receive exclusive access to our weekly briefing about the Canadian media industry, visit us at broadcastdialogue.com. Don't forget to like us on Facebook, connect with us on LinkedIn, and follow us on Twitter and SoundCloud.